Have you ever heard of Candyman? And if you look in the mirror, you say his name 5 times.
In cities everywhere.
Candyman?
They whisper his name.
Right. Candyman.
It's just a story.
Candyman?
Candyman.
Just a ghost story.
Candyman.
An entire community starts attributing the daily horrors of their lives to a mythical figure.
The legend first appeared in 1890. He was attacked, mutilated, and burned to death. Poor Candyman.
Helen, a woman died in there. Leave it.
Everyone knows he isn't real.
That's modern oral folklore.
Everyone. Except Helen Lyle.
Bernadette. It ain't safe around here.
I don't scare too easy. Don't know about Ruthie Jean? They ain't never gonna catch him. Who? Candyman.
Helen.
Who is that?
I came for you.
Do I know you?
Now, she is about to discover.
Helen?
What's behind the mystery?
I'm sick.
What's behind the legend?
Listen, he's under the bed!
And most terrifying of all,
come with me.
What's behind the mirror?
He's here.
Candyman, you don't have to believe. Just beware.
Day 28 of October, 31 days of creatures and villains from horror movies. This is a Murky Chronicle bonus. I am Zephalor the Butcher Dobashi.
I am the gorgeous one, Kenny Roberts.
Well, you don't sound so gorgeous right now. You got something in your throat? You got candy in your throat?
What? Yep. The candy man gave it to me.
Wow. Well, thank you once again to the emailers. We got quite a few of them today about the Candyman. And, you know, I remember watching the original movie. I didn't get a chance to watch the new one that just came out. But my computer just went down and I lost my notes on the show. So I'm going blind in this one. So go ahead and just throw some facts out there, my brother. Even though I know the original one was pretty spooky.
You know what? And, you know, the facts that I got really don't pertain to the movie as much as facts about how the movie could have been. I never saw the movie, so, you know, bear with me. I've got 15 facts. Here we go. Eddie Murphy was considered to be the lead man for Candyman.
For the original one?
Yep. But obviously he didn't want it.
Do you think he'd laugh like this? I can't do an Eddie Murphy laugh.
Well, that'd be tough if you were sucking all lollipops laughing like that, huh? Be choking on that thing. And then an unexpected pregnancy landed Virginia Madison the lead. So they must have had someone else. Again, I don't really know too much about the movie, so I'm not going to read you a paragraph of jibber jab.
Well,
these are ridiculous facts.
Now Candyman, if I remember right, in the movie, what happened to him? Didn't he like die by a bunch of bees or something like that?
Let's see.
Wasn't he covered in honey or something? I can't remember.
Well, it just says a skeptical graduate student, Helen Lyle, befriends Anne Marie McCoy while researching superstitions in a housing project on Chicago's north side. From Anne Marie to Helen, and Helen learns about the Candyman, a knife wielding figure of an urban legend that some of her neighbors believe to be responsible for a recent murder. And after a mysterious man matching the Candyman's description begins stalking her, Helen comes to fear the legend may be all too real. So that's pretty much the premise of the movie.
Now,
the urban legend.
That's almost kind of, what was that thing? If was it Hail Mary or something you say in the mirror a bunch of times?
Red rum.
But that's kind of like Candyman, because if you say it like three times, he would come out in the movie.
Well, if you sing it like Sammy Davis Jr.
Like the Candyman can. Na 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 na. Make it feel real good. I don't know the words.
Exactly. Oh,
ooh, boy, yeah, I love you so. Never, never, ever gonna let you go. Once I get my hands on you. That's another Candyman song.
So I got a 77% on Rotten Tomatoes. I won't recommend it, but I won't recommend it either. It's one of those ones I've never seen. So if I'd like to hear your feedback, if people watched it, reach out to us, let us know what you thought of it.
You know how in November we were going to start doing movie reviews? Maybe we should watch the original one and then watch the new one and talk about it in November.
Yeah, we'll push back on that. So
okay.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of time on this episode to get real down to the nitty gritty on these movies, especially since we haven't watched them. It'll just be a bunch of data.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to watch it, and we can go over it. So yeah, we'll make that a point of checking out the Candyman series.
Sounds good, my brother. Well, can't wait for tomorrow. Don't forget tomorrow, our full episode of Murky Chronicles. And then we have, two more bonus shows ending on Halloween to end our 31 days of Halloween from horror movies and creatures or whatever I said. I can't remember.
Right. All right. I'm excited. Remember, watch Hell Night. You got one more day.
Yes, I'm going to watch Heaven Day. Heaven Day. I'm drinking I came from the gym and doing some physical therapy on my foot, and I just drank my protein shake, and I'm kind of buzzing right now.
What?
Right.
Drink it down. Watch your movie.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
And you know what?
What?
EverythingLyricalSpit.com. And if you like this next track, you can check out more like this one on the Merkins YouTube channel. This is Freddy Krueger, Slash Him Up, a RIP Tupac freestyle.
Warning, parental advisory is recommended. Oh, shit, just listen.
Complications from several bullet wounds sustained Saturday night, September 7th. He was 25 years old. Shakur was shot four times.
I'm straight colored. You know who the realest is, Freddy, the real dream killer, as I, first off, fuck you Jason and Camp Crystal Lake and Springwood Elm Street, that's a set I claim, you may carry a machete, but fuck your knife, I lust for Elm Street, it's not a fuck for life, plus Nancy tried to feed me in a pillow I ripped, and part three, Dream Warriors, I killed that bitch, shit, I keep on coming while you running before you lose, Freddy, come and keep on thrusting at you fools, you know the rules. My break, go ask your homie how I leave you, cut your young ass up, left you in pieces, now be deceased, ghost face, don't fuck around in my dreams, quick to stab your pussy ass in your spleen, so bitch scream, I let them kids know I'll take their life, so watch them Elm Streeters die tonight, ha ha, young boys murdered in their dreams and killed, they fuck with me and got their skin peeled, you know, see, set your clocks for your coffee pies, call the cops when your eyelids drop, ha, you got me, but your kids didn't finish, now you about to feel the wrath of a menace, I figure I'll slash him up. Freddy and this bitch. Freestyle track. Slash him up style.
Ha 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 ha